basically, crews were called to the building behind us with smoke issuing. When they turned up, there was quite a large quantity of smoke. Initially made an entry into the building, because of the condition of the building, the officer in charge at that time made the correct decision to withdraw everybody from the building. And we've been fighting the fire from outside. It seems to be established on the first floor, had spread into the roof, but the actions of the fire crews, what we've managed to do is bring it under control relatively quickly. We've got the two aerial ladder platforms down here. The plan is to attack the fire from both sides to make sure it's fully out.
Okay, we were hearing reports that the roof might have gone in, but bits have gone, but overall it's not too badly damaged here.
Yeah, it's more damaged around the back than it is the front, but it's difficult at this time to distinguish whether or not what the actual extent of the damage is.
Too early to speculate on the cause?
Yeah, it's obviously we're still going through the firefighting part of the operation yet, so no, there's nothing that I can really say about that at this time.
It has been empty for some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it has, yeah. Yeah.
And no reports of anybody being trapped or
we have no reports of anybody being in the building now.
So quite a big response required by you guys on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it is. And what we obviously where we get something like this, it's the important thing is to try and get knocked down as quickly as we can, which is what we've managed to do today so far. So obviously the fire is still going at the moment in the roof space, but the plan now is to get it knocked down in the roof and hopefully get it extinguished, and then we can look a little bit further into what damage has been done to the building and possible causes.
So you'll be here for a few hours yet, will you?
I think we're going to be here for the rest of the day, yeah.